You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
All right, it's shutters for the market for the day. It is the 26th of June 2019. We are hurtling towards the June F&O expiry session. But before that, we have some cues on the street and they seem to be positive. We saw some positive emerge from the market yesterday and it is so today as well. Let's find out all that took place on the Lal Street today and all that we can expect in the run-up to the F&O expiry day. This is an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
It was a strong day for the Indian markets as the S&P BSE Sensex rallied more than 150 points while Nifty 50 closed above the 11,800 level today. The final tally on Dalal Street read something like this. The BSE Sensex rallied 157 points. To close at 39,592, while the Nifty 50 closed 51 points higher at 11,847 to hit a two-week closing high. In terms of sectors, the BSE Metal Index rose 2.8%. The Power Index, which was up 2.1% today, was also one of the gainers. And BSE Realty Index also surged 1.4%. Metal stocks rallied on hopes of some resolution on the trade war front. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said that the trade deal between the United States and China is about 90% complete, according to CNBC, and that is what led to the rally in the metal stocks. Now, on the other hand, profit-taking was seen in IT, telecom, FMCG, consumer and energy stocks. In the broader market space, the BSE Small Cap Index rose 0.47% and the Mid Cap Index closed with gains of 0.85%. Despite muted global cues, benchmark indices managed to put up a strong show ahead of June month's expiry on Thursday, amid reports of some agreement between the US and China on trade issues. Volatility is likely to continue as traders will roll over their positions from June series to July series. Jayan Manglik, president of retail distribution at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "The positive momentum continued for the second straight day as the equity benchmark indices ended Wednesday's session with healthy gains, led by optimism over US-China trade deal. The near-term movement in the markets here is likely to be driven by progress on monsoon as well as global developments. The G20 summit between the 28th and the 29th of June will be closely monitored as it is likely to focus on efforts to settle the international crisis." Unquote. So, to round off what happened on the Lal Street today, some Sensex gainers included stocks like Vedanta, Metal, Power Grid, Sun Pharma, Yes Bank and Tata Steel. Top Sensex losers today included Infosys, IndusInd Bank, Bharti Airtel, Maruti Suzuki, TCS and Hero MotoCorp. Let's get into the specifics of some of those stocks that made some noise today on the Lal Street. Shares of Orchid Pharma rose 5% after the NCLT approved Dhanuka Laboratories' resolution plan. SBI Life Insurance Company added more than 6% after foreign research house Deutsche Bank maintained a buy rating on the stock with a target of 830 rupees per share. Torrent Power shares rallied 4% after Gujarat Electricity Regulatory Commission approved power procurement arrangement. Reliance Infrastructure gained 17% on receiving a big EPC contract to build the Versova-Bandra Sea Link in Mumbai. Shares of liquor maker Radico Khaitan rallied 6% after MK felt that the stock was undervalued and has the potential to return 79%. That is Radico Khaitan. And finally, IFCI shares rallied 12% after it said it has prepared a detailed corporate business plan with respect to the sale of non-core assets and recovery of NPAs. So, Orchid Pharma, SBI Life Insurance, Torrent Power, Reliance Infrastructure, Radico Khaitan and IFCI making some noise today on the Lal Street. What about financial markets elsewhere? European markets rebounded from the lower levels on Wednesday after US Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said that the trade deal between the US and China was almost complete. Asian markets ended mixed, though, based on that announcement. Japan's Nikkei 225 was down 0.51% to close at 21,086.59. South Korea's Kospi ended rather flat at 2,121.85. Shanghai Composite was down about 0.19% to close at 2,976.28. That's it about the events on Dalal Street. For events from across the world, you will just have to tune into Stories of the Day, which is our regular podcast. At about 7:38, it gets out because, well, we wait until about 7 o'clock to give you the latest that the world has to offer to you in terms of news from avenues of current affairs, politics, business, entertainment, science and technology, and some weird stuff. So all of that is encapsulated in about 25 minutes. So if you listen to that in about 2x speed, I will try and be slow so you can do it in 2x speed. Then you're caught up with the world in about 15 minutes. Is there a better deal you can think of? I can't. And if you do, you can always write into us to let us know about it. mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.